You're tuned in to Agriculture Today, and welcome back. We're just a few days away now from the first of those four keynote meetings that K-State Agricultural Economics will be hosting in the coming weeks, called Farming for the Future. These are sweeping programs which cover a number of important topics regarding the agricultural economy and how you farmers and ranchers can wade your way through these current challenging times. One of the sessions within this program will get right at the state of the macroeconomy, how it's relating to the agricultural economy, and the likely trend in interest rates. And presenting that information is our guest now. He is Brian Brigeman, director of the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center here at Kansas State University. And Brian, first off, these sessions are going to be tremendous, and we want to encourage people to take them in.
Yes, it's an important time for farmers to come and get some good information about how to lead their farming operations into the future, because obviously net farm incomes are down. Things are a bit tight. So, you know, it's good to come in for a discussion about where input costs are going, grain markets, how's the livestock market developing, different government programs. And then, of course, the session that I'll be talking about on interest rates. So it's an opportunity to help farmers think through some of the challenges that they are facing.
And we will run through the wins and wares of these meetings a little later on here. But you are asked to address the macroeconomy in these sessions. The perception is that the overall economy is doing well, even as agriculture's economy is struggling a bit. What's your general take there?
So as we look at the macroeconomy, the U.S. economy as a whole, things look to be actually doing okay. Not great, not bad, but just about okay. The recent results from GDP, or gross domestic product growth, the way we measure how well our economy is doing, that came in for the third quarter of 2017, we're at 3.3%, which is pretty strong. We look at numbers that get up over 3, that we really see, you know, the economy is building some steam and doing okay. Now, before that, the rest of this year, we've been hovering right around 2 or so, which is kind of just moving along. So the end of the year looks to be doing all right. Now, why that is coming through is, you know, we're a nation of consumers, right? Consumption is what drives the U.S. economy. And so when we look at how the consumer is doing, that really kind of gives us an indication of, you know, the GDP results. And as we look at the consumer, unemployment rate sets at 4.1%. So it's quite low. It's been low for some time. We're starting to see some people come back and are more interested in engaging and looking for employment. And a big piece of that is that actually, if you look at salary and wage data on an inflation-adjusted basis, we're actually seeing it to start to come up. Not a great deal, but begin to tick up. And that's important because, especially coming off of the big recession, the great recession we had in 2008, 2009, those salary, real salary wages were actually trending down slightly, if not holding flat. So our spending power wasn't improving. We didn't have more disposable income to go out and spend and buy things. So that, you know, is starting to edge up, which is good for the economy and is starting to pull it up. So as I look, you know, for fourth quarter estimates, yeah, it looks like the fourth quarter is going to be quite good and strong. So hopefully we can continue this momentum going forward.
And just your general outlook, will that momentum continue in a steady, maybe slow, but steady and positive direction?
Yeah, I feel that it will. There's enough solid things going on within the economy. Like I said, about the consumer is improving. Will it be the robust growth that everybody really wants and would, you know, likely expect coming off of a recession? I don't think so. We've transitioned as an economy. You know, back when you look at the 80s, even the early 90s, we were primarily manufacturing based and had a lot of manufacturing jobs. And we built stuff. We've moved more into a service type economy, and it's kind of new, uncharted territory for us. So to expect like that huge, robust growth, could it happen? Sure. I don't think it's my expectation. In fact, I think a lot of it is just due to coming off of a really tremendous financial crisis. It just takes time for things to heal. And that's, if you look back over history, other economies around the world that have experienced a financial crisis. Now, granted, not to the magnitude of what we had, but, you know, similarly traumatic, you know, usually it takes about 10, years or so to really kind of pull out of that. So if we look that it ended in 2009, you know, we're right about year eight. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's going to be continued slow, steady growth coming out. The economy is healing.
The other part of your presentation at the Farming for the Future sessions, Brian, will get right at an important matter of interest to every agricultural producer out there. Where are interest rates headed? And what are the tea leaves saying to you?
Boy, I tell you, Eric, that's a question that I have struggled with, have been asked for many years. Yeah, wondering, well, you know, we were at the zero bound, right, for many years, really, and quarters, just setting in months, setting there at that zero bound, and interest rates were incredibly low. Now, they have edged up, you know, with the improving economy. Things have improved. So the Fed has raised interest rates slow, but it's been slow and steady. So if we look into the future and to say, where are interest rates going? Of course, here in December, the Fed will meet and have an announcement. Many within the marketplace is expecting the Fed to raise interest rates slightly. And I think that's the key part when you talk about interest rates in the future. Related to, you know, the U.S. economy improving, you know, the Fed will likely start to raise interest rates, right? The Fed does that to help temper growth because we don't want to grow too quickly, create some sort of inflation problem. Mm-hmm. So the way that you combat that is you let interest rates rise. But, you know, I don't foresee the Fed raising interest rates sharply to a point that we would really feel it within agriculture. I think they've prepared the market to raise them slow and steady, and that's the path they're going to continue. Some of the stuff that I'll talk about in the Farming for the Future workshop will be to look out even further to say, all right, you know, 5 years from now, how might interest rates look? And to give a bit of a preview, one of the things that if you track the Fed's announcements, they do release some projections. And one of the things that you see is that they are projecting lower interest rates across the board in the long term. So what does that mean for us in ag? When I go out and talk and build this argument, which I don't have a ton of time right here, but is to say prepare for a lower interest rate environment for a while, not the zero bound environment. Let's hope we don't go back to that. But, you know, it's going to be a slow and steady rise. So when we look at like what producers pay on interest rates at loans, on variable interest rates, even fixed rates, yeah, they might come up a little bit, but I wouldn't expect any sort of sharp increase for what producers would actually pay to their lender.
Now, there is a variable that's worthy of consideration here, and that is that there will be a new Federal Reserve chair at some point. A nominee is out there. Mm-hmm. And what does that bring to the table in regard to the interest rate outlook?
So when you think about the interest rate outlook, you have to look at, well, what's the Fed doing? What are they saying? And more importantly, who's the chair? Because that gives you a lot of indication, because that individual has a lot of influence over the Federal Open Market Committee, the committee that gets together to set interest rates. Well, the new chairperson that President Trump has put forward and this individual is going through confirmation right now is Jerome Powell. He's a Wall Street exec who came from business, was appointed by President Obama in 2012 to serve as a Fed governor. So he has experience with the Fed. He has experience with business. He has experience with the macroeconomy. So very well qualified to serve as chair. He's widely known within Washington, D.C. as a consensus builder, as somebody who wants to have open discussion and will listen to both sides. So at least from the reports that I've been reading, those are good things at the Fed, because there are differing viewpoints about where the economy is going, and we need to have that open discussion. So where, you know, Powell takes us going forward, I would expect, you know, that slow, steady rise in interest rates. I think he's going to lean more that way. So, you know, a lot of the stuff where the market is prepared for that, that's what I expect Powell to do going forward.
Well, you will be availing yourself to discuss all of these matters with those producers who will attend these sessions that K-State is putting on. You're looking forward to that dialogue, Brian.
Yeah, I always enjoy getting out and speaking with farmers and other individuals who want to come to these Farming for the Future workshops, just to have an open discussion and to help farmers think through positioning their operations for success in the future, that I feel that this workshop can help them with. So I hope to see a lot of folks come out. It should be a good discussion. We got a great lineup of speakers, and it should be a great day.
Brian, thanks for sharing a preview of what you'll be sharing in full at each of these sessions, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Eric.
He's the director of the Arthur Capper Cooperative Center in the Department of Agricultural Economics here at K-State, Brian Brigeman, on the program for the Farming for the Future sessions taking place at four locations around Kansas, starting next week with the first and the others to follow. Next Thursday, the 14th, that's a week from today, in Pratt. Tuesday, the 19th of December in Salina, Wednesday, January the 10th in Scott City, and Thursday, January the 11th in Emporia. They're asking you to register no later than 5 days ahead of each of these, and to do so, simply contact the Extension offices in the host counties, those being Pratt, Saline, Scott, and Lyon counties. And we'll be back after these moments away. You're listening to Agriculture Today.